Saskatoon Blades defeat the Swift Current Broncos tonight here at Sastel Center by a final score of 4-1. Head coach Brendan Sonny is on the phone ready to chat. And, Brent, coach, thank you so much for being patient with me. I mean, an old guy like me with a phone trying to text and do a radio show live at the same time is fraught with disaster at the best of times, but we managed to get it done, and we've got you on the line. Congratulations on what was a hard-working, hard-fought, playoff-style type of victory, was it not?
It was pretty tight out there. Kind of went in waves, I would say. The first was not bad. The second, we kind of let them do their thing just with our own gaffes. And then the third, I thought we kind of locked it down, to be honest. So that's kind of how it went.
Yeah, I like the lockdown in the third period. It reminds me of what was being done earlier in the season, and I think that goes to what we were talking about last night following the game in Swift Current, that the team game is starting to come around again, and you're starting to see the good things happening more often than not.
Yeah, you know, so going back to the second, so we get that lead, and then we go into the second, and we start that turnover game, and, you know, coming through the neutral zone, and that just plays into their hands because they're a counter-attack team. That's what they are. They had more than half their chances last night were on the attack. So as soon as you start turning it over through the neutral zone, you're just playing right into their hands. And then we just kind of stopped doing that in the third. We were responsible in the neutral zone. We didn't turn it over as much in the neutral zone, and we were above pucks in the neutral zone. So that's kind of what happened system-wise. The reason why it was kind of up and down, you know, I'm tough to put a finger on it, but we got to make sure that we're doing it all the time.
I get really excited about little things, but guys who aren't expected to do a lot when it comes to offense. And when I see a guy like Spencer Chagrou being a defenseman playing forward as a center iceman, making a move on a defenseman like Sam McGinley, and then getting a shot away that Vaughn Waterud tips in to give you guys some breathing room late in the third period like that, that turns my crank. I think that's outstanding stuff to see guys get some success like that.
It turns your crank, hey, Les?
It does.
So how many breakaways does Chagrou have already as a forward? It's weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
He's getting a breakaway every game.
It is.
And, you know, I think Vince was due. I call him because it's Vaughn Waterud, so I call him Vince as in Vince Vaughn. But Waterud, he was due. Like, he's had breakaways as well, and he's had the chances. And we've kind of chatted with him recently. It's going to go in eventually. It's a matter of time. If you keep creating the chances, eventually they go in. So it's actually not really surprising to me. They do it right. So very happy for him. It's good to see those guys contribute offensively as well.
And then the other guy that I think had a bounce-back game tonight, even though you won last night, was Nolan Meyer in goal. There were a couple of them last night I'm sure he'd want to have back, but he has only gives up one tonight and made a lot of big saves for you, especially in the second period when they were coming pretty good. He's got 107 career wins, and on that list, now I think he's tied with a guy that you know a little bit in Leland Irving for career victories, and that's got to be pretty cool to see as well.
Really? I didn't know that. He's tied with Irving, eh?
Yeah.
Crazy. I thought he was stupendous tonight. I thought he was fantastic. He was a backbone. He looked big. He moved well. There was a few, especially at the end there, where it could have got really hairy, that he was moving well and he was tracking. I liked how he worked tonight. I thought he had a great game.
Dare I say, it's exciting for me to see that the team has won back-to-back games and can now maybe look ahead and start thinking about getting onto a winning streak. I know you don't like that sort of a thing, but to me and to a lot of fans, it's good to see the team getting off of that alternating results train.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the same answer again to you, Les, because you know how I feel about this. I've said this to you every time. You know, it's not always do outcomes reflect performance.
Yeah.
So, you know, outcome is what everyone sees. I'm focused on performance. And although it doesn't always reflect how you played, it does most of the time. So that's what we're focused on. We're focused on performance. You know, we have another week of preparation here. We have another week of development and growth. And we kind of want to get in a rhythm. We're a hungry group, and it's coming. And we're excited for the second half here.
Good. Brendan, thanks so much again for this. Look forward to more good performances next weekend when you're at home against Medicine Hat in Winnipeg. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Les.
Head coach Brendan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades, as the Blades have defeated the